And another great edition of Outsources on a Monday evening. It is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver. Stay tuned for Cabaret.
Good evening. Welcome to Cabaret. Thank you, Joel, where we host the best talent along the Front Range. And tonight is no exception. Tonight we'll have Christina Murray and her full band. So we're going to do the music and come back and let you talk to Christina for a few minutes.
We're gonna do another tune here. This one's called Lights Out for the Lonesome. Lights out for the lonesome. That's what they said closing time. If you got no one to go home to, it ain't no trouble of mine. You tip up your glass and find as empty as your heart. Well, you ain't nobody's fool. She broke all the rules, you just played a part. Well, your baby's burning bridges with every boy in town. Ain't it just like a country queen to lose a crown? And now your to. It ain't no trouble of mine. When you tip up your glass and find it's as empty as your heart. Well, you ain't nobody's fool. She broke all the rules. You just played a part. Heart sinks and drowns. I set them up one by one and knock them down. Fill my glass up to the brim and pour it strong and tall. Honey, pour it double if you're gonna pour it at all. I laughed out for the lonesome. That's what they said, closing time. If you got no one to go home to, it ain't no trouble of mine. You tip up your glass and find it's as empty as your heart. You ain't nobody's fool. She broke all the rules. You just played a part. All right, we're going to do one more tune now. This next song is a song I wrote with a good friend of mine named Mark Hochhauser. He's a prolific songwriter and a good friend. This is a tune that is on my debut album that came out just in November. It's a recent release. Of all original tunes, this one is called Rough Corners.
Well, you say you got your reasons, Lord knows I got mine.
There ain't no prayer to go around this time.
Christina Murray here on Cabaret. Christina Murray and her full band. Hey, Christina.
Hey, Dan.
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. I'm glad to have you. Thank you for coming, everybody.
Thanks for having us back. We sure love KGNU. Love playing Cabaret.
Awesome. Yeah. Can't get enough of people like you doing the real thing here, the real roots thing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Christina, your fabulous record, Unraveling, came out November 5th.
Uh-huh. Drop the G. Unraveling.
Unraveling.
Yeah. Apostrophe replaces the G.
But the listeners can't see the apostrophe. But they can hear the absence of the G,
yeah.
So they can assume that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a couple months back when we were hanging out with you either on Cabaret back in October, I think, when we did a duo show, mm-hmm. or maybe on Honky Tonk Heroes when we came and hang out with you then, you kept using, like, unraveling, you know, we're unraveling here in the studio or something like that. And it's funny because every few reviews that I get on the album, someone uses it in that pun kind of way. And I think you started a trend.
Uh-oh. Hopefully it's a good trend. But
yeah.
So how's the record been doing since Unraveling apostrophe came out?
Since it dropped? Pretty good. I think folks that have it, they dig it and really dig it, and you know, every week someone comes up and says, oh, I have Lights Out for the Lonesome stuck in my head, or I have this other song stuck in my head, and that's always good. You know, I hope that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
And not a good thing. But it's doing good. You know, we sell a couple every show, and sold quite a few online. I think we were number 4 at one point on the Amazon Hot Americana.
Whoa.
100. And so that was exciting.
That's great for an independent record.
Yeah, yeah. We were right up there with, like, Amy Ray and Roseanne Cash, so that was cool. But, you know, it was a fleeting thing. I think it was, like, 2 weeks maybe or something.
That's a long time for that to happen. That's awesome.
Good reviews from the Marquee and the Westword.
Yeah, yeah. I just found one the other day, or today, actually, from Alternate Route magazine online. So that was really cool, and No Depression and that kind of thing, so...
Oh, that's right. I saw that No Depression. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
The record is traveling far, so that's awesome.
It is. It is. There's a gentleman in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, that's been playing in almost every week, which is cool. And then all the way in Eugene, Oregon. So we're touching both coasts.
Coast to coast.
Which I like.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Do you think putting out a record is everything you ever dreamed of? Or is there more to it?
Not so much that paying the record back is nothing I thought about, but that's, you know, neither here nor there.
I'm glad you didn't think about that, because otherwise you probably would have shortchanged it, you know?
Yeah. No, we got real lucky recording it up at Stout Studios in Fort Collins with a good friend of ours. He really was very understanding and worked with us really well, so that end was great. As far as the other aspects of putting a record out, it's really interesting because, you know, it is kind of like little tiny pieces of yourself going out to all these strangers.
Yeah.
And sometimes that feels weird, but most of the time that feels really neat, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like sharing lots of different paintings or something if you're a painter or a writer, you know, a novelist or something.
Yeah, so they're seeing different, they're getting glimpses of you.
Yeah.
And which you as an artist have to be willing to do.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of songwriters are talking about being a slave to the song or just being a conduit for the song and not letting your ego get in the way or not letting your reservations about something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to hear that part of my life or that part of my life. But yeah, I think you just have to let them go for the sake of the song or for the art. So.
True. Well, a lot of these songs come from your personal experiences, true?
Uh-huh.
So do you ever take stories and sort of meld them into other stories or...
Sure.
Take somebody else's story and put it into your story, or
yeah. Right now, I'm writing a song about a meth rig down in Georgia.
Cool.
And it just came out from I was reading an article about a place in Georgia that, or a gentleman in Athens that had, you know, run a pizza place, but he was secretly also running a meth rig, and so it kind of just spawned from that. Obviously, I have no experience in that area, so it was just kind of from a songwriter's perspective, and that was, you know, pulling from just an article I read. But, you know, some of the other songs I have written, I'll think of a line that is personal and kind of go from there and deviate, you know, take some fictional liberties.
Very cool.
So they're nonfiction and fiction at the same time sometimes.
That's great. And with us tonight also is Jamie Davis on the guitar. And Jamie, I'm noticing you have a different presence now in the band, and that I'm hearing more harmonies on the choruses sometimes. Is that true?
Yeah, we specifically designed it that way. Yeah, no, I've been trying to sing as much as I can. You know, I need to learn even more and keep working at it.
I think it's great. I think it's great. It's you have like a twangy kind of edgy country voice and works cool. Well with Christina's and...
Thanks.
Male, female harmonies, I think it's awesome. So
yeah, no, it's an important thing for sure.
All right, also tonight in the band, we have Clark on fiddle.
That's right.
Hey, Clark, and we have Jeff on bass and Adam on drums. So that's the band you're hearing tonight, Christina Murray.
Yeah, these are some of my favorite musicians in the Front Range area. Clark Wright, over here from Fort Collins, Colorado, he played on the record.
He's waving to his mom.
He played fiddle on the record, so all of the fiddle that you hear is Clark, and has played a few shows with us since then, played the release party back in November. And then my good friend Jeff over here on the bass, he is also waving to all his adoring fans. He has a really cool Ernest Dubb hat on right
that
now.
That is cool. Yeah, Ernest Dubb record shop.
And Vans.
Jeff has played a few shows with us, also played the release party, and is a good friend, plays in another country band down in Denver called the Burning Angels, good friends of ours.
Oh, okay.
And then Adam is also our drummer and has been playing with us quite a bit, and will be playing a lot more of our shows with us. Adam Perry on the drums, he played the CD release party as well, and is getting to be a good friend and mentor in the music biz. And rocks it out on drums. And he's from Boulder. Or he lives in Boulder now. He's originally from Pittsburgh. So
yeah, you can tell by the shirt.
And the tattoo and the Steelers logo. And
we had to get some Pennsylvania blood in the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, why couldn't you guys go to the Super Bowl anyway, Adam? Why'd you have to make us do it?
They can't win every year.
Yeah, well, That's what happened this year, too. All right, Christina, where are we going next?
We're going to do, first I'm going to tune up here.
This is the sound of Christina Murray tuning her guitar.
We're going to do another honky tonk number. You know, when we were recording the album, Darren, our producer and sound engineer, I was talking to him. I was saying, oh, man, you know, we got a rock and roll song, and then right next after that we got a honky-tonk song, and then after that it's like a sweet country song. It's like people aren't going to know what to think, and I was like, it's going to freak him out, and he's like, in the best way, you know.
Well, I think it's kind of cool because you kind of distribute your airplay. Otherwise, you know, it was all country. Well, you don't get played on country shows.
Right.
But we have different shows that your record fits into, like, you know, Highway 322
uh-huh.
or Roots and Branches on Sunday right. morning.
So Honky Tonk Heroes.
Honky Tonk Heroes. Yeah, I like that show. So there's at least three or four shows, plus the morning sound alternatives and afternoon sound alternatives that you bridge into. So that's a very good thing to do.
It is a good thing, and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't pigeonhole you if you're trying to stay traditional to one thing or the other. And it's also, you know, it's not like I'm trying to do that. It's just, it spans what I listen to. You know, one day I'm listening to, you know, Wynn Stewart, and the next day I'm listening to the new Drive-By Truckers album, you know.
There's a new one?
And yeah, it comes out in March.
Oh, you've already heard it?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, all right.
There's a song out.
Yeah. Or, you know, whoever else, Lydia Loveless or somebody like that, you know.
Oh, yeah, I got
so
it.
So it's really who I am, and it spans just so many. I like so much different kind of music. So.
Well, you took me by surprise, you know, kind of going through the Americana thing in the first set with the country song in between.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, okay, yeah, this is the way she feels Americana today or something.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was kind of good to change it so you don't, like, oh, okay, she's going to just, you know, be the same one that I saw last time.
Right, right.
You know, that was cool.
Well, I hope that everyone will enjoy this next tune. It's a honky tonk number called I Can't Recall. I got you to thank for driving me to drink. You're a cheater and a bastard, and I can't tell you things. Better grab your raincoat, babe, 'cause I'm bitching up a storm. It all comes down to loving you, and honey, I was warm. And I can't recall when I started drinking, babe, and I can't remember when you got so mean. Light you up another cowboy killer and whistle that old jukebox tune. And I'll keep buying the bar around and raising my glass to you. Gotta have your say. Oh Lord, here comes the bartender trying to take my beer away. And I can't recall when I started drinking, babe. And I can't remember when you got so mean. Light you up another cowboy killer and play that old. And I'll keep buying the bar around and raising my glass to you. You got the right blend of heartache, whiskey, and regret. And every time you're holding me, Lord, I seem to forget. And I can't recall. Started drinking, babe, and I can't remember when you got so mean. So light you up another cowboy killer and whistle that old buckaroo. keep buying the ball around and raising my glass to you. I'll buy the bar just one more round and raise my glass to you. All right, we're going to do another tune here. Did you like that nod to Buckaroo there?
I love that little nod to Buckaroo. Yeah. One of my favorite songs. So thank you very much, Jamie. I know you just threw that in there just for me, because you're such a nice guy.
All right, this next tune we're going to do here is probably one of the more autobiographical songs I've ever written. I wrote this after a particularly frustrating night playing in a dive bar. This one's called Half Empty. Chevy bring around Mac, old boy broke, got a short work crack, rock and roll playing on the radio, mama's got the sweet tea down to her soul, and the only time that you kiss me is when the bottle's half empty, at the time of this writing. Said the whole world's out to get me. She got a daddy's taste for Louisiana life, cold sweat and beer, loose Friday night, pulling two damn triggers at one damn time, spend all my money before I even get a dime in a dime. Well, you get your peace out in my sin. Sounds like that you're giving me lip. Rock and roll playing on the radio. Running on fumes, got nowhere to go, nowhere to go. And the only time that you kiss me is when the bottle's half empty. If that ain't country music, I think the whole world's out to get me. When I first moved to Boulder, I was really into playing bluegrass music. Went to a lot of the jams and all that stuff. That's how I met James over there on the electric guitar. That's how I met Clark, actually, as well.
Playing with the legendary Stanley Tales. The infamous Whiskey Jim Berdlin. Hope you're listening out there, buddy.
And as such a product of that was one of the first songs I ever wrote that I kept. This is actually the first song I ever wrote that I kept. And still like to play. This one is called Rambler's Risk. He's a traveling man, one only fit for rambling. When he comes around, my heart, he's gambling. Love me for nothing, it's goodbye on a train. And I'm stuck here pouring his whiskey down the drain. When that man comes around, and when I know just what to say, just passing through and needs a place to stay. Wish I could say no and he'd pick up and walk away, but I can't even though he'll be gone by early day. He's a traveling man, one only fit for rambling. When he comes around, my heart, he's gambling. Love me for nothing, it's goodbye on the train. And I'm stuck here pouring his whiskey down the drain. Tongue angels and tenders of the bar. A man who picks a fight, who picks him up in a car. Rather have them all than hold on to my heart. And the one he loves the most is the whiskey in the jar. He's a traveling man, one only fit for rambling. When he comes around, my heart, he's gambling. Love me for nothing, it's goodbye on a train. And I'm stuck here pouring his whiskey down the drain. I see that he's just passing through and needs a place to stay. I wish I could say no and he'd pick up and walk away, but I can't even though he'll be gone by early day. He's a traveling man, one only fit for rambling. When he comes around, my heart, he's gambling. Love me for nothing, it's goodbye on the train. And I'm stuck here pouring his whiskey down the drain. You're pouring new whiskey down the drain.
You're listening to Cabaret with our special guest tonight, Christina Murray and her full band. Wow, I really like that. I really like all these songs, but I don't think I've heard that. Last one.
A Rambler's Risk?
Yeah.
No, it's not on the record. We cut it a couple years ago as a demo. And kind of sent that around. And
It's available on our Bandcamp, though.
It is.
You can go and buy it.
I'm going to buy it.
Yeah. You can go buy that one. And you can also go buy the album there on Bandcamp. And we're on iTunes and CD Baby and Amazon, all that stuff. And we're also available around town. You can buy that album. Albums on the Hill and Absolute Vinyl and Bart's in Boulder and a Twist and Shout down in Denver. So we're at different places and you can pick up the album or at a show.
Well stocked. Yeah, well stocked. Yeah. And the word is getting out. I was talking to a guy named Cowboy Dave.
Okay.
And I said, what do you like to listen to? What do you like to listen to? I was talking to him over the weekend. He said, well, there's this new person out of Boulder. Christina Murray. Oh, yeah, Christina. Yeah. We go way back.
That's cool, man. Yeah. That's cool.
We'll have to meet up and do a duet or something at some point.
Yeah, we've had him on. He's a fun guy. So how long ago was that you did it? I mean, you recorded it 2 years ago, but how long ago did you write it?
Rambler's Risk?
Yeah.
That song, gosh, I guess it's about 5 years old now.
5 years old?
Uh-huh. That's about 2009 is when I really started to start experimenting with writing songs, and you know, the first 15 aren't worth anything. And but then I finally wrote that one, and Think About Then, which I know we've played before and is a hit at our shows, and then Nothing But Wrong also was kind of one of the first ones, which is actually on the record. Wow. And we'll play that in a little bit. But yeah, so about five or so years ago, and then we cut it at Swing Fingers, I think, in 2011, I believe. So
how many did you do just as a demo?
Just two.
Okay.
Yeah, just that one and Think About Then, which is one that we still play. We're not playing it here tonight, but you can see it at one of our live shows.
Okay, come on out. Which leads us to, before we begin that part, but I just wanted to say or ask you, I was talking to this young man yesterday in El Dorado Springs, and he was showing me some of his songs. And I was just wondering if somebody came up to you and say, Christina Murray, I'm writing songs, and what kind of advice do you have? What would you tell them?
Oh, gosh, I don't know if I have any advice at this point. I love the thought of not letting your ego get in the way and just being a conduit for the song.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's bigger than you, I think. And that's a really hard thing. I still struggle with that myself. Like, oh, do I really want to say that? And, but I think it's important to let your ego really get out of the way. One, and two, just write as much as you can, and don't be afraid to throw songs away or hack them up and switch them around or play them out and then change them a little bit, or you know, and not everything's a keeper. I feel like you'll know when it is, you know.
Yeah.
And then definitely try to get away from perfect rhyming. I think slant rhyming and imperfect rhyming is really what makes for really cool songs.
What's an example of each? Imperfect rhyming.
Oh,
slant rhyming?
You know, a perfect rhyme would be like time and dime. Which, you know, it's still good to use those because being simple is great, how great songs are made. But a slant rhyme would be like finger and speaker or something like that. Kind of rhymes.
Oh, okay. Like but same it's number of syllables or something.
Yeah, or the vowels in it make it similar. Okay. I think incorporating slant rhyme is really cool. Also vagueness. I love vague songs that are open to interpretation. Those are some of my favorite ones where it's like, oh, what are they really saying there? I guess I'll never actually know, but this is what I think. And a lot of my songs can be open to it. One of the next tunes we're going to do is I was reading a review from a guy that played it out in Berkeley or Stanford or something like that in California. And he wrote something like it was an indecipherable song.
Basically
or something.
Impossible to understand. The
yeah.
Well, but a lot of songs are that way. I mean, there's a personal, and if you're lucky enough to know the inside story, I mean, but that's kind of rare, you know, unless you want to go up to the person and interview him or something.
Right,
you know?
Right.
He used a really big word. I can't remember. I had to go and look it up. And, like, impossible to understand.
Yeah, so.
It was big to me.
Should we talk about, before you go into that, I mean, or should we come back on the next break and talk about the
gigs?
No,
let's talk about what you're about to ask me.
Okay, well I just wanted to mention the gigs that are coming up with Christina Murray Band. And you can check her out on her website, ChristinaMurrayMusic.com. And then there's also a Reverb Nation page for Christina Murray.
Mm-hmm. It's with a K, too. K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
And here we have your gigs. Ah, here they are. Yes. Okay, Oscar Blues on February 21st.
Yep, we'll be down there. I believe that's a Friday. And Jeff and Adam will be there playing with us at that show up in Lyons. It'll be my first time up there since the flood playing a gig up there. So it'll be cool. I'm excited to get back up there. We love Dave Mack and the Lyons folks and stuff. We'll be up there, Oscar Blues, on the 21st, 8:30, $5.
Great music venue, and I love the way Dave supports a lot of things around here.
Yeah, Oscar Blues is really, they're good to the music community. They have a lot of venues, and they, you know, they treat the musicians well, I think.
They do. And Park House on, pop my pee there, March 8th, and that's on Madison. We think that's on Madison and Colfax. So sometimes they call it the Madison Park House. I've seen it built that way. And you know anything about that venue?
I've actually never played there. I know Jamie and Jeff have both played there quite a bit. We love getting down to Denver. I actually think that's a two-band bill. I think Megan Burt will be playing the 8 to 9 slot, and then we'll be there from 9:30 to 10. But come out for a full night of
9:30 to 10.
Of ladies rocking it out. So
okay.
That's
did you really mean to say 9:30 to 10 or 9:30?
9:30 to 10:30.
Oh, okay.
30 minutes set.
Yeah,
no,
the Park House is a nice venue. It's kind of intimate, but it definitely has a lot of room, a lot of good beers, great food, a lot of place to just sit down and listen to some music, or maybe even space to get rowdy, too, if you want to.
There you go. Well, I always want to – I love National Touring Acts like anybody, but, you know, more and more, I love just knowing what's out there and discovering, you know, because we have a lot of great stuff here as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, when I was a little bit younger, I thought the whole, like, oh, discovering new music thing was, like, for hipsters and indie kids. But now I feel really a part of that myself.
Yeah.
And when I discover new country artists or new really awesome rock and roll artists, I'm, like, just soaking up all their music and trying to feel like, oh, please play Colorado, please play Denver, please play Boulder. And so I feel
that. Keep playing.
As well. Yeah.
So. Really, because there's a lot of bands, great bands. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, there's a lot of great bands in Boulder County that they just feel satisfied in playing Boulder County, and I don't blame them. You know, it's cool to play up here and cool places to play up here, but I just wish, golly, I wish y'all would come down to Denver, because I make enough trips up here, so
yeah.
I always appreciate the ones that can make an effort, you know.
Well, yeah, so we'll be down at the Park House on the 8th of March, and then we have one more big show lined up already, and that's April 11th at the Beer Garden here in Boulder.
Oh, Beer Garden, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so.
I just wrote down beer. I was wondering what that meant.
And that's downtown Boulder. That's a real cool place. It's a German bar. They'll sell German beers and giant steins of German beer and lots of really good healthy food. I did the quote.
Wash down the pub grub.
And so that's April 11th, and that'll also be a co-bill to be determined. And we'll be there. So come see us at a show. Come buy a record. We'd love to see you there.
And when you listen to Honky Tonk Heroes, if we're not playing Christina Murray yet, give us a call. You know, on Saturdays, and call the Americana shows, Highway 322 on Thursday night at 7 p.m. and 9 to 11. So, you know, you can make Christina Murray be played more on the radio as well as
That's
we
right.
can.
I got an email today from a gentleman in Ireland that has a country Americana show.
Oh,
and he said, send me an album because someone called in and requested a song of yours, and I didn't have it. And I was that's pretty cool.
Holy smokes.
So,
yeah, we've sent a couple of them overseas, more than a few. I think we had to adjust the pricing of it a little bit.
Well, you know, if you get played enough there in Ireland, maybe this radio DJ person can set you up a little tour.
Yeah.
And then you can keep pushing your boundaries of Christina Murray music.
That's right. Okay, we're gonna.
I think Clark would definitely fit into an Irish pub over there.
Clark's probably been to a million Irish pubs, and any other pub that exists. Clark's traveled the whole world. Everybody, we're lucky to have him with us here.
Okay, we're gonna play that indecipherable song now.
It's very vague. See if you can find any meaning in it.
This is actually another pretty personal and autobiographical song. This is about my home state, Go Dogs. This one is called The Year Georgia Ran Dry.
You're not going to make that little comment about the War of Northern Aggression.
No.
I love that comment.
That's a different song.
Okay, I hope I can hear that one, too.
Up and gone, he's left too soon. Out the door, in the ground, beyond the thing that seems to be hanging around. It's that hurting weight to sleep on my chest. It keeps me up, I get no rest. When I never thought I'd lose, guess you gotta pay the devil his dues. And the year I saw my once more, and heaven sang in all its glory. For one so strong and one so tall, Lord, the church could not hold them all. And here I saw my mama cry. Was the same when Georgia ran dry. Red clay. The rain never came, and how I cried when it crossed to the other side. And here I saw my mama cry. Was the same when Georgia ran dry. Was the same when Georgia ran dry.
Should we do smoke and brown whiskey next?
Yes. Yeah, I've been there, Dan.
I've had that experience before, and they definitely turned the microphone off then.
Out you singing along.
I couldn't help it. I love the music.
Wish we had a shaker.
Your back. dog's gonna have his day. And you've been standing there throwing dirt all over my grave.
We're listening to Christina Murray here on Cabaret for the last 55 minutes, and we want to really thank you for coming in, Christina, Clark, Adam, Jamie,
Jeff,
everybody. And we'd also like to thank George and Peter for doing the sound.
Thanks, George and Peter.
They do a great job, and always appreciate working with George and Peter. So, Cabaret, Christina Murray. What do you want to do next?
Well, we got one more song for y'all, so I just want to reiterate again. We got a couple shows coming up. You can find us online at ChristinaMurrayMusic.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. So go on there, give us a like, give us a follow. We sure appreciate it. Come to a show and buy an album, support local music. Thanks to KGNU for always doing that and for being such a good pillar of the community, if you will.
Christina, very nice. Thank you so much.
I really like KGNU, and I love KRFC as well in Fort Collins. So both great stations, both really supporting local music and local politics and all that good stuff. So thank you, Dan, as well for having us.
And we appreciate listeners like you. So
being such a gracious host. Again, on the fiddle, that's Clark Wright. On the Telecaster guitar, that's James T. Davis. On the bass, Jeff Martin. Jeff Douglas Martin, and on the drums, Adam Perry.
From Pittsburgh.
All right, we got one more tune for you. This is also a song off of my album, Unraveling. This one's called Nothing But Wrong. There you go, leaving me again, leaving me here with my honey friend. Making me wonder if this time it's the end. And either way you're gone, I'll fall back into my old little way. Counting the hours and the minutes and the days. Can't do a thing when my love goes. It's nothing but wrong. Nothing but wrong. The way you wear your cruel, cruel heart. Nothing but wrong, the way you're keeping us apart. I'll fall back into my old little ways, counting the hours and the minutes and the days. Can't do a thing but spend my time in this place, the only place I belong. Thank you.
Christina, I think we have time for one more here on Cabaret. Christina Murray. This is Christina Murray music.
All right, I'll take you out with a solo, a song. I'll do a song all by myself. How about that?
This will be awesome.
Today is stealing away on a dark melody, on a slip of bourbon down your throat and a foregone memory. Breaking hearts and falling apart in the corner of my living room. Your last cigarette, it lingers round like coffee in the afternoon. It's been a hard day, baby. It's been a long one, too. And I know where you've been, cause I've been to hell and back with stronger than you think, growing old before her time and abiding on the dream. Ooh. She's got her Saturday night bright light clothes on. Letting her hairpins fall and humming on her favorite song. It's been a hard day, baby. It's been a long one, too. And I know where you've been, cause I've been to hell and back with
switch over the gears a little bit here after I turn that down. I want to welcome you. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and 93.7 FM in Nederland. You can also catch us online at kgnu.org, wherever you are on the planet. Take your laptop with you. You can take the radio station with you. My name is James, and you are tuned in to a classic Monday. 2 hours of what we like to think is the finest in classical music. It'll be for you to determine, though. Tonight, I'm going to focus on the music of Claude Debussy, French composer around the turn of the century, 114 years ago. Late 19th century, early 20th century composer. Excuse me. I'm going to open up with one of his more famous tunes, Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun. And a fawn here is F-A-U-N, not F-A-W-N. So it's not a little deer, but it is a Latin mythical creature that is half goat, the legs, and half human. And a flute player, sort of a forest god or goddess. This music, Debussy was French, and he helped create a French voice for classical music. So we'll start off with this piece, and we'll just go on to 2 hours of music by Claude Debussy. So Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun, we're going to hear Leonard Bernstein conducting this. Enjoy.